Hello, everybody. This is the Thursday after All Saints. We're going to have the reading from the continuing reading from the Romans and Matthew, both of which, frankly, have so much in them, it's impossible to comment on all of them. So let's give you some little pieces, and hopefully that will be helpful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The reading is from the Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Romans. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it were by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Okay, so notice here that in Romans 5:13 we see that sin led to death, that death did not exist in the world until Adam's sin. And we have to see in all of this that we see this parallelism, because St. Paul says, that by one man death passed to the entire world, namely through Adam, and because on account of his fall, so too by one man, our Lord Jesus Christ, the second Adam, does life pass to all who would believe. And so our Lord came to save us from sin and death. Our Lord took our nature and healed it with his incarnation. He goes to his crucifixion and descends into Hades, precisely to conquer death by death. And this is where we gain our true hope and indeed our joy. And this is why St. Paul says we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now, with this, staying on the concept of hope, let's look at the gospel. And again, the reading is from Matthew. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him, awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now notice that in verse 24, we have a great tempest. The disciples were terrified, and of course this happens quite often to us. They cry out to the Lord, Lord, save us. And this provides us with an important example, at least in terms of crying out to God in faith. But of course they did waver somewhat in faith here. When we are afraid, we have to call out to our Lord to save us. Notice, though, how our Lord responds, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? The disciples gave way to fear and doubt. We give way to fear and doubt. Our Lord rebukes them and us. Our Lord also saves them and us. Again, let's turn to St. Theophan the Recluse's thoughts for this day. And I mentioned this, it's from the book Thoughts for Each Day of the Year. St. Theophan writes, They set off for the other side of the sea. The Lord was sleeping. A tempest arose, and everyone was terrified. But But they forgot that the Lord was with them, and that thus there was nothing to fear. This also happens in the earthly and spiritual course of life. When a tempest of misfortunes or passions arises, we usually become worried to the point of paralysis and think this is normal. But the Lord sends us a lesson. O ye of little faith, he says, and justly, it is impossible not to notice what is happening, but it is possible to maintain a wise calmness. First and foremost, see what the Lord wants of you, and submit humbly to his strong hand. Do not rush about, do not become frenzied. Then arouse your faith that the Lord is with you, and fall at his feet in prayer. Do not cry, I am perishing, but with devotion call out, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst do all things. Not my will, but thy will be done. Believe that this is how you will safely escape the tempest that has arisen. Now notice here that they forget that the Lord was with him, with them, St. Theophon observes. Forgetfulness is actually a big part of our problem, and this is one of the reasons that it's very important that we immerse ourselves in the study of the scriptures and the lives of the saints, because it is through these very exercises in daily sacred reading that we remind ourselves of the teachings and the many exploits that the men of God have accomplished through grace, through strength in our Lord Jesus, strength and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But also what we have to observe in relation to forgetfulness is that we have to continually be giving thanks to God. We all too often take his benefits for granted. And so this helps to facilitate this forgetfulness that leads to sin and lack of faith. Okay. So the point here then is we actually do not have anything to fear. God is with us. Now, going a little further down on St. Theophon's commentary, he says that they become worried to the point of paralysis. We have all experienced this. Some thing or things go wrong. We tense up. Our fear, our anxiety is like a weight on our chest. This is not, however, inevitable. It is possible, St. Theophon says, to maintain a wise calmness. Most, if not all of us, would like to be able to maintain our peace in the midst of adversities. The question is, how can we do this? Thankfully, St. Theophon provides us with the instructions we require. First, he says, see what the Lord wants of you and submit humbly to his strong hand. And here we have to recognize that God allows whatever problems we have for our salvation. We need then to submit humbly to his will. Second, he says, do not rush about. Often when we encounter temptations, we become frantic. We look this way and that without any purpose or direction. Third, St. Theophon tells us to arouse our faith. We must renew our faith and trust in our merciful Savior again and again throughout our lives, day by day, but especially during times of adversity. And then notice the prayer that he enjoins upon us to offer. He says, and to say, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst do all things, not my will, but thy will be done. And of course, we say this regularly in the Our Father. We have to learn that our Savior loves us more than we love ourselves. And we therefore have to put all of our trust in him. And here we should recall what's written in the third chapter of the book of Proverbs. When we read, Solomon writes, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall make straight thy paths. So, calling to mind the gospel passage for today and the great tempest, as we have our own temptations, let us remember to trust God. Let us remember that God is with us. And in so doing, in such remembrance, and with so many prayers, and with such, by giving ourselves over to our Lord, we may inherit the kingdom and abide in peace. Amen.